One God, out of whom is all. Bible Students Courses by Mark D. Vogt. For us there is one God, the Father, out of whom all is, and we for him. 1 Corinthians 8:6. When we open the Bible, we see the word God used in different ways. Sometimes it refers to powerful beings, like spiritual rulers or even human leaders. But Scripture makes a clear distinction. There may be many gods, but there is only one true God. For example, in Exodus 7:1, God tells Moses, "See, I have made you a god, Elohim, to Pharaoh." This doesn't mean that Moses became divine. Rather, it means that God gave him authority. In 1 Corinthians 8:5, Paul says, "There are many gods and many lords," but then he adds something powerful in the very next verse. "For us there is one God, the Father, out of whom all is, and we for him." This is the foundation of our faith. There is one God, the Father, and everything comes from him. All power comes from one source. Even Satan is described in the Bible as the god of this age. But don't be fooled. Satan has only the power that God decreed. He is not a rival to God. He is a created being with a divinely predetermined role to play in God's plan. There are spiritual powers, rulers and authorities, but they all come from God. They are not equal to him. They are not outside of his design and control. All power, all authority, and all creation come from one ultimate source, God the Father. The lie of two competing powers. Many religious traditions teach that there's a cosmic war happening. God versus Satan. Good versus evil. Two powers fighting over humanity, and we're caught in the middle. But if we follow that logic, we end up with a strange conclusion. Religion says that only a small number of people will be saved, and the rest will be lost forever. This would mean that Satan wins far more souls than God does. How is that victory? The truth is far more comforting and far more powerful. There is no competition. God is the only true God, and everything is from him, even the things we don't yet understand. Everything is out of God, even the hard stuff. The Bible doesn't hide from the tough stuff. It teaches that all things, both good and bad, flow from God's hand for a purpose. That includes Satan and his hosts, suffering and joy, loss and love, failure and success. Everything is part of God's plan. Everything serves his purpose, and everything is working toward his goal of ultimate restoration. All is of God. Romans 11:36. God is using all people, all events, all creation, even pain, loss, and failure, to bring about something glorious. He's showing us that apart from him, we are nothing. And in doing that, he's preparing us to be raised up, not by our strength, but by his. God's plan was set before the world began. Before the world was ever disrupted by sin or death, God had a plan. He didn't react to evil. He wrote the story with purpose from the beginning. Some people get a glimpse of this plan now. Others will experience it later, at the resurrection. But everyone will one day see that everything truly was out of God. And that's where we find peace. Rest in this truth. The truth that there is one God, out of whom is all, is not just theology. It's rest. It's comfort. It means nothing is random. No one is outside of God's plan. Even evil has a purpose and a limit. God will make all things right. This is not a belief we argue about. It's a reality we rest in